All right, this is Tone, this is Flagpost Sports, and this is Fourth and Jets. All right, guys, welcome back to Fourth and Jets. This is Tone, this is Flagpost Sports. This is your Week 9 rundown, Week 11 preview. Of course, the Jets had a bye week, Week 10, so we're going to recap the game against the Patriots on Monday Night Football, and we'll show you the upcoming game against the Chargers. Now, just to get into it, Jets, Patriots, Monday Night Football. I think we all know where this was headed. Nothing good. The Jets came out, actually had a lead. They were throwing the ball well down the field. Joe Flacco started in place of Sam Darnold, and the Jets were cooking. The Jets basically looked like they were not an 0-8, 0-9 team. But guess what happened? Reality sat in, and the game played out exactly the way we all thought it was going to play out. Now, I'm not going to say the Jets didn't look bad, because they did look pretty good. But, of course, the good teams play good, and the bad teams show themselves very quickly. And the Jets didn't have answers for Cam Newton and the Patriots in the second half, basically doing what they wanted to do against the Jets, as well as the Jets that played in the first half, and they did play very well in the first half. That's how bad they played in the second half. So, Jets came down, and it was looking like it could be a game. They were going into the fourth quarter, and Cam Newton just did his magic, tying the game with less than a minute to go, got the ball back, made some plays, drove down the field, got to within field goal range, and of course, as karma would have it, former Jet kicker Nick Folk kicking the game-winning field goal against the Jets, and the Jets move to 0-9. It was my prediction that at 0-9, the Jets would fire Adam Gase. Well, I'm here to tell you, 0-9, Week 10 has come and basically gone, and Adam Gase is still the head coach of the New York Jets. The Jets, probably at this point, are thinking the same thing we're all thinking. It's time to tank. It's time to put in the guy that we know is going to tank the hardest, the guy that knows how to lose the best out of anybody in this league, and his name is Adam Gase. He's not going nowhere. This guy is going to be here until the bitter end, until 0-16. He will not see it through because he will be fired at the end of the year. That you could be certain of. But he will be the coach of this team, unless, of course, he just flat out quits, which I could just see that happening. Be like, fuck it, I'm not going to tank this bitch. I'm not going to ruin my record. But guess what? Your record's already fucking ruined, buddy. But Jets will undoubtedly move to 0-16. Week 10, there are some teams that we were looking in front of us, needed to get some cushion for that number one pick. One of those teams happens to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. And they were playing the Packers this week. They came out. They looked pretty good. They gave the Pack a pretty good run for their money, but fell short. Right now, they're our closest competition. They have one win on the season. And I got to tell you, they're not a horrible team, but I can see them picking up another win, maybe two wins. And then you look down the line and you say to yourself, who else do I have to look at? Who else could pose a threat to this number one pick? Now, we have one, two, three, four, five teams at two wins. And I think all five of those teams have a good goddamn shot at winning another game. Cincinnati Bengals, Chargers, who we're playing, we're going to give them a goddamn win. We're going to fucking tank this week 11 against them. Houston Texans, Washington Football Team, and Dallas Cowboys. I do think that they will take another win. And I think we'll put some space between them, but it's going to be tight throughout. And we've got to keep on tanking. We have to keep on moving. We have to keep on running to our number one pick to get our king, our franchise leader, Trevor motherfucking Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is the only one that can lead us. I know Sam Darnold. I know I'm a broken record every week. You hear the same thing over and over. But I'm telling you right now, Sam Darnold, I think, could be a good quarterback. I just don't think he could be a good quarterback with the Jets, and I think his time here is over. I think the as much as we owe him is to put him into another system, another organization, at least give him a chance to have a career. Adam Gase is going to get fired at the end of the year. Everybody knows that. It's not even a question. He's going to get fired. He's going to be asking a lot. Tell a new head coach to come in and work with what you have here, especially when it hasn't worked, and plug into pieces, especially when you likely will have the number one pick in the draft, consensus first pick, game-changing, franchise-changing, our new king, Trevor Lawrence. If you have a chance at Trevor Lawrence, you gotta fucking take it. You can't let this motherfucker go. You need to get him. You need to put him on his team. You need to get a quarterback. This guy who will be our franchise leader. A quarterback which has scarred his fucking team for all these years. And we need to get him. And we need to put him in. We need to get some pieces around him. Whatever it takes, we need to make this work. It is getting ridiculous to be in the laughingstock of this fucking league. I will take it this year. If it leads to a number one pick, I'll endure the pain and the agony of being the laughingstock of this league, the worst team in football, if it means that we get our king, Trevor Lawrence. Now, there's been some talk on the Trevor Lawrence front that obviously we all know he had COVID-19, missed a couple games for Clemson, and he came on and said, I got to reevaluate my future here. I don't know what I'm going to do. Am I going to come back out? Am I going to play? Am I going to hold out for the draft? I can't imagine, knowing him, the way he plays, the way he's been a consummate professional, even in the collegiate ranks, that he's going to say, you know what, I'm going to sit out this season, and then I'm going to sit out, and I'm going to come back then following season just to screw over a team. I can't see it happening. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but knowing the goddamn Jets, that's our luck, but we need this kid. We need him to come in. We will give him all the tools he needs. We have so many trade pieces. Seattle losing week 10, increasing our stock in that trade that we made with Seattle with their pick. We're now up to the number 20th pick. And if Seattle can maybe ride off a couple more losses, maybe that'll get better. Potentially, we'll have two top 15 picks, maybe top 20 picks in this upcoming draft. And that's how you build your team. You build it around young talent. Joe Douglas, I believe in Joe Douglas. He's going to go out. He's going to get these pieces. He's going to draft a masterful fucking class. And he's going to build this team. And he's going to make it something that's never been. A powerhouse. Yes, laugh. Fuck you. But guess what? I'm telling you right now, this team could be special with the right pieces. And it starts from the top. It starts with the king. Trevor Lawrence. We got to get him. We need this. And this is where we're at. And it continues. Week 11 against the Chargers. We got to tank. We got to keep on fucking tanking. We got to tank along and keep losing these motherfucking games. If we do this, it's going to be just fine. Just fine. Just fine. Well, this is Tone. This is Flagpole Sports, and this is 4th and Jets.